With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A coworker, someone sitting next to you on the bus, or even a friend or family member may be struggling to feed their families or themselves. According to the Colorado Health Institute, nearly 13% of residents along the I-70 Mountain Corridor ate less than they should have in 2019 because of financial troubles. The Food Bank of the Rockies is a statewide organization working to help communities struggling with hunger. They help feed almost 8,000 people a month in the Roaring Fork Valley through their mobile food banks. It's a cold, rainy day in Basalt, and 50 people or so are lined up in this parking lot, holding empty tote bags, boxes, and laundry hampers. Seniors, families, and single young adults are mixed together, all waiting for the same thing, food.
This is not a big turnout. Sometimes we have 100 people.
Julie Phillips is a 50-year resident of the Roaring Fork Valley. She's been a volunteer with the Food Bank of the Rockies for 2 years. Phillips and other volunteers dash around, unloading fresh produce, frozen meats, canned goods, and other foods onto long white folding tables. There's about 17,000 pounds of food to unload today. Phillips says the 50 people in line will take it all home.
They have a lot of real good food, and it all goes down to the last can. We don't take anything back.
Watch your toes. Watch your
toes. Josh Spencer is the driver for the Palisade Food Bank of the Rockies warehouse. He drives over 100 miles one way to deliver food to people in the Roaring Fork Valley. After doing it for the last few years, Spencer says it is easy to make friendships with some of the recipients, but it can be complicated.
It's a catch-22. I love doing this and I love seeing the people, especially the familiar faces. But yeah, I'm happy to see them come back because I know they're getting what they need. And it's one token, it's sad to see them not come back ever again. On the same token, I know, hey, they're doing good, so they don't need it.
Jill Heidel works with Spencer and drives from Palisade for each mobile pantry in the Roaring Fork Valley. She says food insecurity can touch anyone.
It could be your neighbor. It could be your boss. It could be anybody.
Heidel says especially for people here in the valley with such high cost of living, one bill could easily set any family back.
You know, a lot of people do have some extremely high bills, and sometimes food gets down there on the list, and it's a little difficult.
Now that it's the holiday season, both Heidel and Spencer say people are more willing to give food or their time to a good cause, like the Food Bank of the Rockies. But they want people to remember that hunger is a year-round problem.
The need is always there, and it's always going to be there. It's never going to go away in the foreseeable future. So it's always the time for giving.
The tables are emptying as families go through the line. Volunteers hand over entire boxes of canned goods, and children run them to their family's car as their parents get more. Once again, Spencer and Heidel will pack up thousands of pounds of food for the food bank in Aspen today and again next week in El Jebel. And they will keep doing it, rain or shine, holiday season or not, to help families stock their shelves. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.